Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the NFL Roadshow Fantasy Friday edition for Week 11 with Michael Fabiano and some suggestions for you to help fill out your roster. With two teams on a bye this week, pretty big fantasy teams, unfortunately. We've got the Rams and the Broncos both off, which means that you got to get Stafford and Kupp and Daryl Henderson and Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and Noah Fant and Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon, all of them out of your lineups. And then you have to find replacements. And that's just the guys that you have to replace because they're on bye. There are also a lot of injuries that we're keeping an eye on this week. Guys who either will or could be out for week 11, like Aaron Jones, for instance, who's out with an MCL sprain. James Robinson, already playing through a heel issue, now has a knee injury on top of that. Elijah Mitchell has a fractured finger. Dallas Goedert's in concussion protocol. Hollywood Brown's got a new thigh injury. Allen Robinson came out of a bye with a brand new hamstring issue. We're waiting for news on Kamara and D-Hop and Kyler, who have all missed time in the last couple of weeks, and also Jared Goff in Detroit. That one less likely to affect your fantasy team unless you want to go grab the Browns defense. It turns out that we could be looking at a Tim Boyle start at quarterback for Detroit. It would be Tim Boyle's first start in the league. And relatively good news for me, seeing as how I am completely screwed this week at quarterback in my Sports Illustrated Superflex League. I've got Stafford on a bye, and I've got Baker Mayfield in the Superflex spot, super banged up, not necessarily practicing all week, also not great in fantasy. And there is no one on the waiver wire in that league ever. So two things helped me this week, and you're not going to believe what comes out of my mouth next. One, Joe Flacco is starting for the Jets, and I, anticipating this week, picked him up a few weeks back. So just incredibly lucky that he's actually going to start and not sit on the bench. And now Tim Boyle might start. So if Baker doesn't, I have someone else that I could play in the super flex spot. And yes, I do feel like I need a shower after talking about those two quarterbacks being plugged into my roster. Ugh. Anyway, I brought this situation up to Fabs on our SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio show, Fantasy Dirt. And he, being the fleecer that he is, quickly sent me a trade request that he says could, quote, help me out. So that's where we start the pod today. Before we get into our favorite matchup plays and low-end guys who could help you out, and special attention paid there to the mid-tier tight ends in Fabiano's weekly rankings. First, though, it's an attempt to convince me that I should accept his trade. By the way, I'm leaning no at this point. Shoot me a tweet, Lindsay_Rhodes, and let me know if you think that I should reconsider or if I should just smash the no button. Anyway, also as a heads up, there's a reference in this podcast to another situation that popped up on the radio this week when I was talking about something related to my process when I host, and I used the phrase, that's how the sausage gets made, referencing like the behind the scenes nature of what I was talking about. And Fabs literally stopped me on air and teased me about the saying and thought that I had completely made it up and said that he had never heard that saying before. And I was appropriately flabbergasted because, dude, come on. And we go to break, and our producer, Ani, pops on, and I start laughing about Fabs and how he's never heard that saying, and Ani goes, I've never heard that one either. So I'm surrounded by people who have never heard the saying, a pretty basic saying. It's even in the movie, the musical, Hamilton. It's like in one of the songs. It's relatively popular. Anyway, they're treating me like I'm crazy. So now Fabs thinks it's funny to drop references to sausage making into all the wrong spots because he doesn't understand the phrase, so he doesn't know where to use it. And anyway, listen for that because it's coming. But again, first, the trade. Let's break the huddle.
Hurry up, let's go!
Two on two on two, ready? Three.
Here's the trade, and then we're going to get to our favorite matchup plays of the week. Yep. The trade offer that he offered me is going to sound so gross in a vacuum, guys. But I just want to let you know. Okay, let us know. He's offering me Carson Wentz and Kadarius Toney for my Chris Godwin.
In a league where you start two quarterbacks.
This is a super flex league, and this week I don't have – I'm missing two good quarterbacks. Like, I'm desperate.
You have Joe Flacco.
But moving forward, well, yeah, I do have Joe Flacco.
Well, he is elite after all.
It's not, right? But you could also just like punt this week. Well, I don't want to, but I mean, to a degree, right? Like, I don't want to sacrifice the rest of my season. I do have Matthew Stafford coming back, and I don't know if the upside from Baker to Carson Wentz is that dramatic that I should be willing to trade away Chris Godwin? Because I don't know that Kadarius Toney actually even makes it into my lineup, to be honest with you.
Oh, like, listen to Miss.
Anyone's
my
lineup.
My lineup is so.
No, no, no.
What do you mean anyone's lineup? This is a four.
Kadarius Toney is.
This is
Kadarius Toney is
league.
Hit or miss, and there are so many wide receivers. Which is actually transitioning now to the content that we're supposed to be talking about. The reason that wide receiver is the hardest for me to find like really good matchups.
You're starting Deontay Harris, and, by the way. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, let's get to that in a minute. First, let's start at the quarterback position. I need to go in order. I'm going to be very OCD about this. From a quarterback standpoint, looking at the matchups, it feels like a very high-low week to me. Probably going to end up paying up for a quarterback in DFS. I don't really love the middle of the board at this position this week. I feel like the best guys are the ones who have the matchups that I like the best, like Dak against Kansas City, Mahomes even against Dallas, Rodgers against Minnesota, especially with his history against them, Josh Allen against the Colts, who have allowed the most passing touchdowns in the league. Looking at the middle, I don't love Carr against the Bengals. I don't love Wentz against Buffalo. Matt Ryan against the Patriots, Heinicke against the Panthers. One player I do like is Justin Fields, who's $5,700, so relatively inexpensive also on daily. He's slowly turning into the guy that we thought that he was going to be this year. Passing volumes ticked up in the last four, more in the high 20s, low 30s range in terms of attempts, as opposed to the under 20 attempts that he was averaging earlier in the season. Also, the rushing volumes ticked upwards. He scored 29 and 19 in the last two games, good for two top 10 finishes. He's coming off a bye. I feel like they could maybe have used that time to further cement some of the adjustments that they've made recently. And they've got a Ravens squad that's allowing an NFL high 283 passing yards per game. So I don't know. It feels very like boom or bust, but I'm willing to roll the dice on Justin Fields booming this week. What about you? Who do you like?
Yeah, from traditional redraft standpoint, Tom Brady is coming off a stinker against Washington, but clearly he is a guy that you're going to start against the Giants. Again, this is purely the matchups that I'm looking at here. Aaron Rodgers, who was unable to practice today, he's got a toe, don't think it's very serious. 23 touchdowns and two interceptions in his last 11 games in Minnesota. That's pretty good. Joe Burrow, who's been pretty solid, 20-plus points in four of his last five. He's got the Raiders this week. They've allowed three quarterbacks to score 20-plus points against them in Vegas, including Jacoby Brissett, of course, who's a backup quarterback. So those three quarterbacks I definitely like in terms of my favorite matchups.
What about running backs? I feel like there are a lot more options, and really we're into like backup territory. For part of the reason that we're looking for running backs is also the same reason that we have these running backs to talk about, because there are so many starting running backs that are hurt or have COVID or whatever, are out for one reason or another. And so it's kind of opening up a bunch of names.
Yeah. I will tell you this too, Linz, in Stardom and Sit'em, which you can find at si.com/fantasy right now, I had to go with so many softballs in terms of the sit running backs, because that's the way the matchups play out this week, right? So, you know, how many backup guys are playing big roles this week, okay? A.J. Dillon, that's one of them, okay? You know, he's in a smash spot against Minnesota. There's no question about that. Josh Jacobs.
That's going to be such chalk, yeah.
Right. Josh Jacobs is a good play this week against the Bengals. Miles Gaskin, who is every other week, right? Every other week he's good, and every other week he stinks. Last week he stunk. Jets this week, so that's all you need to know. Michael Carter, who's been really good in PPR. Daryl Williams is another backup who's starting. James Conner is another, I mean, you could quote-unquote backup. He's a committee back, but he is now in a prominent role for Arizona. So this week especially, really tough to find running backs that I dislike that are big names that are not more than just risk-reward flex options. So Dillon, Gaskin, Carter, all good plays for me this week.
You know what I think is interesting about Connor? Connor is less expensive on DraftKings than A.J. Dillon, which makes sense in some ways, right? Because A.J. Dillon is going to get so much volume, and the game has a high projected point total. So it's looking good for him. But James Connor has been a touchdown machine, 7 touchdowns in the last 4 games. He's playing the Seahawks, who are getting crushed between the 20s. He's going to get his in that in that area of the field. Will he get into the end zone becomes the question, because Seattle's only allowing 14 points per game in the last four games. But here's the thing. Those games have been against the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Their offense, nobody's like wowed by what Ben Roethlisberger and company are doing these days. The Saints is not a high scoring offense. The Jaguars.
So weird to
and
think
then
that.
And then the Packers last week with a non Aaron Rodgers like Rodgers. So I'm not really worried about the Seahawks defense keeping him out of the end zone. And also then even if they do only score 14 points, and I don't think that they will, I think they'll score more than that, but who's going to score those touchdowns? It's going to be James Conner. Like that's who they go to in that area of the field. Another running back. And this is the guy that we don't typically mention because obviously you're going to play Dalvin Cook, but you mentioned how good Aaron Rodgers is against the Vikings. Yep. Dalvin Cook is that good against the Packers. It's a smash spot for him in daily. He averages 109 yards and 1.6 touchdowns against the Packers in five career games. That's very good.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'll be talking about another player in this game in Prize Picks later on that is typically dominant. We will call that a tease and move on to the wide receivers.
All right. Who do you like at wide receiver? I do like Brandon Cooks. This is one of those guys where
too.
I'm like,
yep.
Don't forget about Brandon Cooks because you took him out of the lineup last week because he was on a bye. Because the matchup is great against the Titans, who are allowing more fantasy points per game to wide receivers than anybody. Who else is going to pick up those points for Houston?
Right, exactly.
You know, this might be the kind of matchup where like, if you're really desperate, and I have been really desperate at the running back position, primarily, not so much at the wide receiver, but if you find yourself in a position where you just really need to scrape the bottom of the barrel, you're looking for somebody really inexpensive and daily, this might be the matchup where you can go find somebody else on that Houston offense to squeeze in there, because the wide receivers eat against Tennessee.
Yep. They do. Even in, the last game that they played, right. Callaway, got into the end zone. Deontay Harris had a bunch of catches in the week before. Different scenario, but I mean, Cooper Kupp went nuts, but he goes nuts against everybody. Robert Woods had a good game as well. I'm going to go with Hollywood Brown here, although Rashad Bateman will be the cheaper of the two options in Baltimore. Hollywood stinker last week against Miami, but like everybody had a stinker. That was just a disgusting game. But the Bears have given up the fifth most fantasy points per game to wide receivers. You mentioned Cooks. Love that call as well. Hunter Renfrow against the Bengals, right? Their defense has allowed six wide receivers to score 11 or more fantasy points in their last five games. That includes Jamison Crowder, who had over 16 points against them. And of course, Crowder plays the slot. Renfrow plays the slot. Jalen Waddle against the Jets. Like, it's everybody against the Jets. Everybody against the Jets. Listen to these numbers, Rhodes.
Even on the Miami Dolphins
team? It doesn't matter. It does not matter. 43.8 points per game over their last four games, and 472.5 total yards of offense. That's what the Jets have averaged allowing to offenses in the last four games. Like at one point,
wait.
The Jets,
they're allowing 43 points
43
per game in real football.
8 points per game. Yes. They have given up 40 burgers left and right. Like Santa gives away Christmas presents on Christmas Eve. It's unbelievable how bad this defense has been. It's terrible. Like, they're going to get rid of the Jets soon. They're going to be like, you know what? You know, the Super Bowl three was fun. You know, the Parcells era was fun. But you know what? Jets, we're flying
you're
you out.
Up.
We're going to bring Georgia in. Let them play against the pros. We'll send the Jets over to the college ranks. They're terrible defensively, man.
Okay, so what
and
about
you know
Tua
what?
Then? Tua had a good week.
I love
last
Tua.
Week.
But Tua, we will save for, you know, more of the under the radar, he's not under the radar.
Okay.
But he's someone we'll talk about a little bit later on. And then you know who I also like too this week? And maybe I'm going to be wrong. No. DJ Moore has been awful, okay? Because his quarterbacks have been Philip P.J. Walker and Sam Darnold, who throws the ball to the wrong team. Cam's back now. We know they have a rapport, and they're playing Washington. Chase Young is out. Their defensive front is certainly weakened. The pass rush is not going to be what it was. I kind of like DJ Moore this week as a wide receiver 2-3 flex type area. Somewhere in there, I think this could be the game where he kind of bounces back because he has not been good over the last month plus.
I think that's entirely possible that he's going to look great with Cam I think like in daily, I specifically purposefully would pivot away from DJ Moore just because I don't know. I don't know. I feel like, you know, like one like, week.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I do think that Cam is going to have a relatively good performance. You know, I just don't know that the passing game is going to be everything we want it to be. Also, how interesting was it that he hit Robbie Anderson right away, right? Like Robbie Anderson actually like got some love.
Did you see
last week?
Yeah, the post game presser too. Like, I mean, you want to talk about two dudes with wild dreads like together, right? They, I mean, it was ridiculous. Those two guys, I mean, they're like Milli Vanilli up there. You know, you remember Milli Vanilli? Do you remember them? No,
of course I do. That was my very first concert I ever attended.
You went to Milli Vanilli? That was your first concert? Did they lip sync?
First concert.
They
lip.
That's got to be a disappointment. They did. Because you went.
No,
to a concert
actually,
and
I think it's cool. Mm-mm, because can you say that you went to a concert where you paid money to watch somebody lip sync? I don't think you can. I like historically have like the worst first concert ever, and it's so bad that I think it's actually good.
Girl, you know it's true.
Ha! All right, we'll get to the tight ends in a little bit when we do our low end plays. Because frankly, everybody that is even worth talking about the tight end position is kind of also a low end play from a financial standpoint on DraftKings. All of the obvious people you already noticed slide into your lineup. So we'll get to the tight ends when we do our low end plays in just a bit.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Ante Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
We have some low-end plays for you guys who are inexpensive, relatively speaking, on DFS, and also guys that you might be able to pick up off your waiver wire and throw into your lineup and feel relatively good about under the circumstances, starting with the quarterback position. And I think you have to start with Cam Newton, who's priced at $5,100, scored 11 points last week on 7 touches. Fabs, he came into the game like, first two times he touched the ball, he had 2 touchdowns. What's going on
here? That's efficiency.
That's a good
for
floor.
You, right, exactly. Right? I mean, yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, Cam's going to want to make a big splash because he's Cam, you know, the big ego, takes his helmet off, I'm back, 15-yard penalty, doesn't care. I have him in a league. I am starting him this week. I'm starting him over Kirk Cousins. I'm going to get nuts, Rhodes.
Are you really?
Crazy. I'm going to do it. The Packers defense is good. I'm scared of the Packers, man. I'm frightened.
Yeah. I'm frightened. That's not, you're right.
And they've just held 3 really good quarterbacks to nothing. So
Washington allowing the most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks.
Yep.
Wonder if it'll play out differently though, because he's going to get his because of the rushing volume and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I think that the passing game is going to be on point yet. In terms of attacking Washington in the way that you would typically, right. Most quarterbacks would rack up all of those fantasy points. But either way, I think he'll get his. So I think it's a pretty safe floor.
Yep.
Who else do you like?
I like Tua because it's all Dolphins all the time because the Jets stink. So we don't have to go any deeper into that. They're just a pathetic, pitiful football team who should never draft a quarterback again. They shouldn't.
Okay.
I talked about this last night. The Jets should just draft offensive linemen, defensive line, get those two units stacked and then sign a free agent quarterback once a good one becomes available because they can't get it right. They can't get it right. And I'm not saying Zach Wilson's not going to work out.
Yeah, it's too early to do that.
Up to this point, they can't get it right. This is ever since Joe Namath. I mean, they can't do it. It's
like
a curse.
Come on. He's halfway through his rookie season. Let's chill.
No, I get it. What did I just say? I'm not crapping on him that he's going to be an awful quarterback in the end. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, so far, we're talking about Mac Jones. You know, I mean, we're not talking about Zach Wilson.
Well, either way, Tua is priced at $5,500 on DraftKings, and you like that matchup, so that one's good. What about Trevor Lawrence? Since we're kind of, you know, having a conversation about younger quarterbacks right now versus the Niners. Trevor's priced at $5,200. San Francisco's allowed the third most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. They have to travel east for an early game that sometimes doesn't go well for those West Coast teams.
You, my friend, are much braver than I. I have watched.
Well, I'm not Trevor saying I'm going to start him. I'm wondering
aloud. I have watched Trevor Lawrence over the last few weeks, and it ain't been good. I'd rather have Justin Fields at this point. Okay. If we're talking about he's Trevor Lawrence is matchup proof in that it doesn't matter how good the matchup is. He's still not putting up good numbers. I mean, like Rhodes in his last. This is his last four games. 15 against the Dolphins, who stink. Okay, 12 against Seattle. 5 against the Bills. You forgive that. It's the Bills. 9 against the Colts. Earlier this
I don't know
year,
if I'm even forgiving that against this the year, Bills because it's 5 points.
6 against the Broncos. 7 against the Cardinals. The two best games he's had this year was week 1 against Houston. They had 19. And he had 21 against Tennessee back in week 5. But, I mean, I'm not going there. Hopefully. Okay. Hopefully Jacksonville can get him some more weapons in the offseason because
just shut me down.
Not. I mean, who knows? But I mean, you know, this league is very strange. It's very week to week. So
from a pricing standpoint, and I know we talked about a lot of these guys when we talked about the matchup plays, they're also inexpensive. So I just want to hit the prices really quick. AJ Dillon at $6,200. James Conner is $6,100. Dearness Johnson, who is taking on the Lions, is just $5,600. So if Nick Chubb is out,
yep.
Then that's great. The Lions allowing the second most fantasy points per game to running backs. Obviously, that it does depend on the availability of Chubb to a certain degree. But since Hunt is going to be out, then he might. It's less exciting, but maybe there's still some sort of floor there for you if you need a flex spot. Josh Jacobs is $6,000. Miles Gaskin is $5,700. There's a lot of guys that are kind of in that like mid to lower price range that that should have pretty good weeks. Mark Ingram, if Kamara does not return, is another one at $5,400. Right. I think it's a no-brainer to plug him in the way that they used him last week and the kind of matchup that I think that they'll have this week. I don't think that Philly's going to really run away with it, which bodes well for the run game staying involved. 14 rush attempts for Ingram last week, tied for the team high in targets, 20 fantasy points. That's good. Mm-hmm. Who else do you like at the running back position that's more of a low-end guy?
Yeah, so Deonta Foreman in the ultimate revenge game against the Texans. Right? The best running back in Tennessee right now. It is the Texans with all the mess that happened with the injury and all that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The ultimate one.
Kenyon Drake, right? I see that. I see that snark on your face, Rhodes.
Yep.
Kenyon Drake, who's getting a little bit more involved in the passing game over the last couple of weeks. He's got 8 catches in those last 2 games. Again, if you want to go cheap, could be a high scoring game there. And then Tony Pollard. High scoring game potential. He had more touches last week than Zeke. Of course, part of that had to do with the fact that the Cowboys were boat racing Atlanta 28-3. That was pretty funny though. I liked how Atlanta at 28-3 had their Twitter handle send out. Yeah, we know that was well done by Atlanta's Twitter. That was pretty good. So these are very cheap and expensive options if you're looking to save some money on some studs.
Well, one stat line from that Dallas game that was not garbage time after the fact kind of stuff was Michael Gallup, who returned to the lineup, got a lot of looks early on, ended up with 5 targets, 43 yards. He's available in 47% of ESPN leagues. He is very much right away a part of that offense again. And he's just $4,200 on DraftKings. Hunter Henry.
Touchdown machine.
I mean, he's still available in 43% of leagues.
What?
Yeah.
43% ESPN of people leagues. Are not 43%. Paying attention or drunk. That's not how the sausage is made. I can tell you that.
He's become the go-to guy for them in the red zone. 2 touchdowns last week. Falcons D ranks 31st in scoring. So there will be touchdowns in this game. He leads the league in touchdowns for a tight end with 7, is the 4th highest scoring tight end on the season. I don't understand. Now that the New England offense is starting to look a little bit more fantasy friendly, maybe people will kind of catch on to this a little bit more, think that it's going to be consistent.
That's crazy to me.
Dan Arnold, number 9.
Yep. Freiermuth at 10, assuming Big Ben plays. Aditi Kikabwala suggests that he will play. I got Schultz at 11. I don't like the target share that he had in the first game that Gallup came back, but still a starter. Zach Ertz at 12. Dawson Knox at 13, good matchup. Cole Kmet and then Evan Engram round out the top 15. And no Dallas Goedert in this list because I don't know that he's going to be active after suffering a head injury slash concussion last week.
Cole Kmet is interesting. He's a guy who's just $3,400 on DraftKings. Baltimore gives up the second most fantasy points to tight ends. He's coming off his best game in his last game, 14 fantasy points, 8 targets, 6 catches. Has 6 targets, by the way, in 3 straight games. So it's relatively consistent the way that they're using him.
Yep.
And it feels like as the Bears offense gets better and Fields gets better, that Kmet has gotten better also. So I kind of like the fact that it's married or, you know, mirrored that
You're seeing kind of development. The same thing with Adam Trautman too, who's pretty cheap. With Trevor Siemian under center, he's getting more targets.
What about, this one's much lower, so I think you're not going to love it, but Jeff Swaim versus Houston. Houston having given up the 4th most fantasy points to tight ends. He has scored in double digits in 2 of the last 3 weeks. That feels like those two together might actually make for a relatively good.
You want two super cheap guys if they end up playing prominent roles. Jack Stoll in Philadelphia and John Bates in Washington.
All right. Hopefully that was helpful for you. If it was not, please let me know. Either way, I'm on Twitter, Lindsay_Rhodes. Also on Instagram, LindsayRhodesNFL. You could also leave a review for us. Also a 5-star rating, if you so choose or could be so kind. We'd love also if you would subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you enjoyed the episode and you want to hear more. The NFL Roadshow is also available on the SXM app. Free for most subscribers. Just download it today and tap podcasts. The NFL Roadshow is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Andrew Emmer. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. And a special thanks to SiriusXM's senior vice president of sports programming and podcasting, Steve Cohen. We'll be back on Monday to take a look back at what happened over the weekend and if we were right about any of this. Have a good one.
SiriusXM Podcasts.